pick at it, connected, sent it spinning over the grass, then turned and stumbled toward the patio alone.
For somebody who's so concerned with fitting in, Brent really blew it. First, he tried too hard with Brianna. Then, when Chaz started pushing him around again, Brent totally snapped and threw a punch at him. I thought something like this might happen. We already learned that Brent's got a bad temper, and I think he's been taking himself way too seriously. When Brianna screamed at him, he could have just shrugged it off. Instead, he decided that his classmates would still be making fun of him in 20 years. Also, drinking alcohol didn't help any. The drinks obviously affected Brent's judgment. He didn't notice when Brianna tried to blow him off quietly, and he couldn't control himself when Chaz made fun of him. Let's continue reading where we left off. We are near the top of page 16, where someone says, "Calling Miss Manners."
"Calling Miss Manners," someone shouted out. "Tell her it's an emergency. Y'all come back, Georgia boy." He entered the house, his thoughts swirling. He took a wrong turn, passed through the dining room twice, kicked a wall in frustration, then charged down a hall and found the front door. He left it standing open behind him and steamed toward his car like a torpedo. Jonathan could find another ride home. He got in and peeled out. His mind was a wreckage of sound bites and images from the last 5 minutes, endlessly repeating, shuffled, overlapping. It didn't seem real, but he knew it was. The consequences would be real as well. He was a leper now. No one would go near him, certainly no girl. He destroyed himself. He shot up an entrance ramp. "He forgot to tell me about the stupid clothes," he yelled, and the tantrum began. "Some stupid, idiotic, goddamn friend." He shouted out the catalog of the night's injustices, rained punishments on his enemies, wailed at his disappointments and deprivations. The flood of words seemed to bear him down the road. His head reeled with drink and despair. Then he saw that he'd gotten on the wrong expressway. This was 94. They'd come on 294, or so he'd thought. He rummaged hopelessly through his memory, trying to recall their route. He'd let Jonathan guide him and had